Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Holy Fire Ministries podcast. We have part two tonight with Jolina De La Cruz. I'm so excited about part one. Was amazing. I know I learned some things. I hope you guys did as well. It's just really great to draw from the experience and the knowledge of people other than myself. I heard a minister recently say, the funny thing about hearing yourself talk is that you don't really learn a whole lot when you're the one talking. It's good to draw from other people and their wisdom. And I think that's totally true and applies to having Jolina on the podcast tonight. That's the reason why I do this in the first place, is just to draw from the wisdom of others. Those have worked in certain places of ministry that's a little different than me, worked in spots for longer, and just have unique experiences. What I loved about last time that Jolina shared is that our relationship with God is personal. On top of that, it's also unique. There's some unique things that God's gonna walk with you through and take you places. And everyone's walk is a little different. God might call you to a certain spot or a certain position to work there and to serve faithfully there. And Jolene has done that for a long time in the place of prayer, not just at the Prayer and Healing Center, but for years now, serving in that place and flowing in the spirit and learning some things. That's why I want to draw upon her her wisdom here on this. So I'm not going to take any more of her time tonight. I am excited for part number two. And first of all, Jolina, great to have you back. Thank you again for graciously giving of your time. And the last time that we talked, you we kind of left off on something that I want to jump back into. So you can go ahead and go ahead and take off there. I know that we were talking about, a couple different things, and not just seeing yourself in Christ, that God is a person, but also practicing the presence. So I wanted to go ahead and let you take over there, and wherever you and the Holy Ghost want to go ahead and take us there.
All right. Thank you so much for having me back. It's always a pleasure. You know, prayer is my passion, so I can never talk too much about prayer. I just love the connecting with God. And, we kind of left off last time telling a story, because you had asked me, what really got me going, got me connecting with God and my relationship with him. And I had read a book by, I forget who it was by, but it was about a man named Father Lawrence. And he was a priest who had determined that we could get so much farther if we would practice the presence of the Lord. So after I reading that book, I just decided that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to practice the presence of the Lord. And in doing that, I just had kind of prayed and I said, Lord, you're with me all the time because he's in us. So if you're in me, then I don't have to chase after you to try to find you. You're already here. You're already in me. So I'm just going to start conducting myself as if that you're right there with me. And so I would start talking to him, and I referenced last time that I call it chatting. So we just have our chats, and sometimes I'll say, okay, Lord, got a situation. We'll chat about that when I get home. He says, basically I'm going to talk to you about this, but now I don't really have time. So I'm going to do it when I get home. But the story that I was telling was about my car that I had, and it had a tire that had a slow leak. And that car, it was about every 3 to 4 weeks, I'd have to go get that thing aired up. And so I was on my way to get it done. And I said, Lord, I have to get air in my tire. It's leaking, it leaks about every 3 weeks. And really, I'm just not informing him of it. I'm just talking as if I had a person sitting in the passenger seat of my car. And I said, I don't have a tire gauge, so I'm just going to guess how much air to put in. And so when I get there, I pull up, and this man pulls up in a monster truck in front of me. It was one of those that sit really high up. And this man just jumps down out of the cab with a tire gauge in his hand. He never said a word to me. He just immediately, it was like there was no stall. He didn't sit in his truck for a minute. It was like he stopped the truck and popped right out. And he just started checking my tires. And he put air in my tire with the tire gauge. And I'm just kind of standing there. I mean, that never happens. Right. Trust me, I had gotten air in my car for a long time, and that never happened until I sat there telling the Lord that I needed to get air in my tires. It was just like for him, he's like, yeah, I just want to show you I am actually listening.
Yeah.
You're talking to me as if I'm here, and I want you to know I am here and I am listening. And another thing that I had done was I was doing some house cleaning, and I was going through music, and I had a lot of cassette tapes, and kind of dating myself there, and they were obsolete pretty much. And I determined, I said, Lord, I need some more worship music. All my worship music are cassette tapes and they're not working right anymore. I need to get some more worship music. And so as soon as I get some extra money, I'm going to go and I'm going to buy me some worship music. And the next day was a Sunday. So I went to church. And then when I got home, I had my ritual that I did. I was taking my Sunday afternoon nap. And just when I was drifting off to sleep, somebody comes knocking on my door. And, you know, you're just half irritated. Who's interrupting my nap? And so I opened the door, and it was actually one of my coworkers. And he said, hey, I have this 2-disc CD worship set that I just ripped it onto my computer, and I don't need the CDs. And I just thought of you. Would you be interested in having these worship CDs? And I'm like, yes. I was just talking to the Lord about that yesterday, telling him I needed some worship music. So it's just things like that. Just treat him like he's real. And also in practicing the presence will help you too, just to maintain your awareness of him. Because, you know, we go through our day, things happen, things are coming up. We have the natural stuff that we deal with. And, you know, we are creatures of habit. And that's another thing that I wanted to kind of touch base on tonight is it's easy sometimes to get in a little bit of a rut. And maybe you're thinking, man, I'm just kind of stuck. It seems like I'm not going anywhere with God. It seems like, you know, I do my devotional time and I'm going, Lord, where are you? Because I'm not sensing you like I used to. Well, my question is, you know, have you developed a pattern? And so I wanted to just touch a base and talk a little bit about patterns, because we are wired for pattern. And it's good that we're wired for pattern, because we couldn't function in this world if we weren't. If you just think about it, when you go and you get in your car, maybe when you first started driving, you know, you sat in the driver's seat and you're like, okay, I need to make sure my mirrors are right. Okay, put my seatbelt on, key in. Okay, put on the gas, check my mirrors, look. Well, after you're driving 30 years, you do that, but you don't have to think about that. You don't think, okay, I need to make sure my mirror, you just get in the car and go. And your mind can be way off somewhere else. And I don't know about you, but I have actually driven home when I didn't intend to go home, because my brain was just in that, it knew the way home. I didn't have to think, this is where I need to go. But maybe I wanted to run by the store first, but I was deep in thought about something, but I still stopped at all the lights that were red. I went when the light turned green, but I wasn't thinking about it and really not consciously even thinking about the driving, the mechanics of it, because we get patterns in our brain.
Yeah.
It's like when you practice something over and over and over, then it just becomes second nature to you. It's just something that you do. It's a habit and it's a pattern, which is great, except for when you're dealing with God. So when you are doing your devotional time or you're spending your time with him, you have to remember and keep in your mind, he's a person. He's a real person. And you don't have, I'm sure, the same exact interaction every time with another person. Just say like when you're married, you know, you get up each morning, you have interaction, you know, we sit down, we have coffee or we have breakfast or whatever, but the conversation isn't exactly the same as the day before. Probably new things have occurred. Something's going on with the kids. You have different, you know, you just have a different interaction. It's not always the same. Maybe some mornings you're in a bigger hurry than other mornings. Well, you know, God is different. He'll have different ways that he wants to do things every day. So for instance, I might get up, I usually try to get up about an hour ahead before I have to start getting ready for work to have time to spend with the Lord. And so maybe one morning I might grab my Bible and I might spend that whole hour in the scriptures just reading. And maybe he's just showing me things, revealing things in the scripture. But the next morning, when I get up to spend my time with him, I do not automatically assume that I'm just going to read scriptures the whole time.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm always checking my heart.
Mm.
Okay, Lord, here we are. You know, I kind of set out my Bible, and then I also have a notebook that I set out. So when I pray, if I get stuff when I pray, and that's another thing, I'll just make a little side journey here. It's really good if you'll have a journal or a notebook or something when you're praying. And so you kind of, it kind of raises your expectation of hearing from him, because you're like, Lord, okay, I'm going to write down what you say to me, because what you say to me is valuable. So I have my notebook there. And then I also have just a little scratch pad. Like sometimes maybe I'll start praying and all of a sudden a scripture will pop up to me that I want to insert maybe on my podcast in something that I'm getting ready to record. And all of a sudden he'll be like, this scripture. And I'm like, okay, let me write that down so I don't lose it by the time I'm done, you know, spending time with him.
Yeah.
Because we've all done it. You think you're going to remember it. You're like, that's so clear to me, I'm going to remember. And then you get done and you're like, what was that? Holy Spirit, have mercy on me and tell me again, because I didn't write it down. So I have learned, write it down when you get it. So I have like all those things, but I don't have an expectation of I'm going to do this one specific thing. Sometimes I'll sit down and I'll just start singing. I'll just start singing worship to him. And I might start with a song that I know, or I might start with a song that's just a new song that's coming up out of my heart, a song of worship. Sometimes when I start praying, I'll actually sing my prayer. And then other times, you know, you just speak your prayer. Sometimes it's soft and sometimes it's quiet. Sometimes it's loud, but it's not always going to be the same. You know, we talked about, I think last time, about that God is unique. And he makes individual, you know, it, just look at all the different people. One of the best things to do, I think, is sit in an airport and just look at all of the different people that goes by, and they're all different. And you're like, man, Lord, you know each one of these people by name. You know everything about them. And he's unique. And so spending time with him is going to be unique. He's not a God of the carbon copy. So if you have your, okay, I'm going to get up in the morning, I'm going to read this scripture, I'm going to spend 5 minutes in prayer, I'm going to spend 5 minutes in worship, I'm going to spend 10 minutes reading scripture. You know, if you do that, you'll miss it. Because I don't know about you, but I can kind of tell when I've left him behind. When you learn how to hook up with him and you learn to recognize his presence, it's really glaringly obvious when it's not there. When it gets dry and you're kind of like, I think I'm in the room by myself. Lord, where are you? I mean, I know that you're here, but I'm not sensing you. And that happens sometimes, and we kind of get stuck and we get in a little rut. So my question always is, have you established a routine? Has it just become, this is what I do every morning?
Yeah.
And is he fresh to you every morning? Are you approaching him fresh, new? I can't write on yesterday's thing, yesterday's time with him, the presence I spent with him yesterday. That's gone. That was yesterday. I need today's. I need the fresh manna from heaven. I need a fresh word from him. I need today's word from him. Yesterday's word was great for yesterday. And you know, he can even carry the same word over, but he may give you something completely different, or he might reveal something coming to you, or he might just say, hey, just sit in my presence. You know, that's an art that has not been cultivated by very many. And I'll tell you what, it's something that's really, really necessary. We have to learn how to come into his presence. And we live in a busy world. This world is busy and it's going, going, going all the time. And everything is fast, fast, fast. And everybody's like, I'm just going to do a drive-by, Lord. Okay, you got 5 minutes. Talk to me quick because I got to go. Well, that's not going to work. He doesn't operate that way. He'll say, no, no, come sit down with me. Just relax. Let's take some time. Because we think everything has to be fast, but everything didn't have to be fast. And sometimes he doesn't want fast. Sometimes he just wants your attention. And he just wants you to spend some time listening to him. Mm-hmm. And I went through a period of about 6 months. It was a long time. And he had me get up every morning and I would go to my prayer place where I always spent time with him. And I didn't read my Bible. I didn't pray. I didn't worship. I didn't do anything but come and say, Lord, I am focusing on you and I'm coming into your presence and I'm just going to be quiet. Because the scripture says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Mm-hmm. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. So I'm just going to come. I'm going to focus on you and I'm just going to wait on the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so I would sit there for an hour.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, that's a discipline.
Yeah.
To sit for an hour, you're not listening to anything. You're not reading anything. You're not saying anything. You're just quiet and you're just listening.
Hmm.
And you know, in that entire 6 months, I did that for an hour every morning. And he never said one word to me.
Wow. Okay.
I literally would sit there for an hour and then I would get up and go. But I was impressed in my heart to do it. And I knew that it was scriptural to do it. So I would get up and go to work. Next morning, I'd get up and I would sit there, get up and go. But what I started noticing over time is it was like I would get up and leave things behind as I got up. I would go and all of a sudden, things that I had struggled with trying to get rid of, and I'm talking about, you know, aspects of my character, they just started. It was like in the quiet, in my waiting on him, he was just trimming off. He was just trimming off stuff that needed to go, pruning. Mm-hmm. He was pruning. And I'm like, everything just started, everything that I had been struggling with to try to put down, all of a sudden was just gone. With no effort from me. So that time in his presence, oh, it's just vital. Mm. We got to have that time. And so you want to know, when you're going to spend your time with him, he's there. So talk to him like he's there.
Yeah.
It really just, if I can say it, I know it's kind of, sometimes it's difficult to articulate spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to say is drop down into your heart. Look into your heart. Instead of looking externally, God doesn't lead you externally. He's on the inside. So what is it that you feel to do? And I hate to use the word feel, really, because it's more of a sense. Mm-hmm. It's more of a sense. Like I get up, and I just will be okay. And sometimes I'll sit there a minute and I think, what am I just inclined to do?
Yeah.
I don't try to think it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to open my Bible. And a lot of times I will open my Bible. And if I don't have any sense of anything, I'll almost always open my Bible to Isaiah chapter 50 and read, I think it's verse 5, where it says, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. And he awakens me morning by morning, and he awakens my ear to hear as the learned. So when I am reading that scripture, and I always read it out loud, and what I'm doing is I'm exercising my faith to hear as the learned, that he's going to give me a word. So as I go throughout my day, when people come in, because I'm in a position where people are coming and going all the time, and I'm like, Lord, give me a word to say to them that will encourage them, that will bring them up, that will help them.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of my standard go-to if I don't have any kind of prompting or anything. But sometimes I just have a desire to worship. And so I will pull up a song sometimes, and sometimes I won't. Sometimes I think he just wants to hear songs out of our heart. And they don't have to sound eloquent. They don't have to rhyme. Nobody's there but him. He's the only one that matters. It doesn't matter. It's not like you're recording in a recording studio. Thank God. But sometimes, you know, sometimes if you'll just start thanking him for things,
yeah,
you'll find that you'll step over and you'll start worshiping.
Mm.
And that's another thing that you can do. You know, if you kind of are feeling stuck, just start thanking him. Just start thinking, what has he done for me? Because he's done a lot. Whether you know it or not, he's done a lot. First of all, he saved you. So if you didn't have anything else to thank him for, you can thank him for saving you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just start. For me, you know, I had backslid for a long time. And then when I rededicated my life, it's like none of those years ever happened. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'll just start. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for just restoring me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for never leaving me or forsaking me. You said you'd never leave me. You said you'd never forsake me. And if you're dry, you know what? We don't have to be dry. And we can just exercise our faith in the Word of God, because in the Gospels, I can think of which scripture it is right off the top of my head, but well, it's in several, but the one, you know, when Jesus died on the cross and he said, it is finished.
Mm-hmm.
And then it said, and the veil in the temple was ripped in two from the top to the bottom. That means God said, no more am I ever going to be separated from my man.
Mm-hmm.
When that veil was ripped, access into the presence of God was granted. And Jesus bore our separation on the cross. So we don't ever have to be separated from him. He bore our separation. So we don't have to have those dry times. We don't have to just say, well, this is just how it is. Sometimes it's dry. Sometimes it's not. No, we see, sometimes we are looking at God when the truth is he's looking at us. You get back from God what you give him. If you are going to give him half-hearted time, then you're probably not going to get a lot back from him. But when you give him all your time, all your attention, and you're like, Lord, I just want you. I just want to be in your presence. I just want to love on you. He is going to show up, and he's going to show up strongly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like, okay, Lord, here's my time. What have I got to do today? Oh yeah, Lord. You know, I just come, you know, to be in your presence. Oh, somebody's texting me. Hang on, you know, you know, the Lord started dealing with me a while back about the telephone.
Yeah.
Yep. Or my cell phone, really. And I started turning it on silent and putting it across the room face down. So I can't in any way see any notifications. I can't hear it ring. And just, you know, I didn't realize until I did that how often I reached for it.
It's true. It's true.
While I was in my time with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not big on sharing your attention. The scripture tells us he's a jealous God. The spirit that's on the inside yearns jealously. What's he yearning for? He's yearning for that connection. He's yearning for us to just put away the things of the world and to focus on him. And if you will focus your complete focus on him, and you start going into your heart, in other words, just trying to find that place of hookup with him. And sometimes I have even been in the prayer room in a group setting where everybody's praying, and I can tell I haven't made that connection because it's kind of like it's dry and it's hard, and I'll just kind of step back. I mean, I'm sitting in a chair, so I'm not physically stepping back, but just kind of take a step back inside and say, Holy Spirit, I need you to hook up with me. Because see, I've learned how to pray that way. And when you have learned to pray that way, the absence of it is glaring. And some people are like, oh, prayer is boring. And if you tell me prayer is boring, I will tell you, you've never hooked up with the Holy Spirit. Because you are never bored in his presence.
True.
He is God Almighty. He is the one who knows absolutely everything about everything that there is to know. And he is the most fascinating individual that you will ever come in contact with. And he wants to have contact with you. So if you want to have contact with him, he said, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you.
Yeah.
He did not say, draw near to me. And if I'm in the right position or if I'm in the right mood, I'll go ahead and hook up with you. No, he's always, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. The problem is we have so many things going on in this day and age, and we get so distracted and we're looking off into other things. And even at the prayer center, you know, he told me, have people put their phones away and really focus on me. And I think about it even in church. Let's put our phones away and let's really focus in on him. Mm-hmm. And you know how high our worship services would go if the entire congregation as one would just go, oh, focused completely on him. My heart is longing to see that. Mm-hmm. But as far as that connection goes, as you go day by day and you keep that going and that time and you're spending and you're learning to connect with him, the power that you start praying with will start ramping up and ramping up and ramping up. And then when you go to pray for somebody says, hey, I've got something going on in my life, will you pray with me over that? Oh yeah, I'd be happy to pray over that with you. And you've been spending your time with the Lord, you've been connecting with him. And again, time in his word. It's vital that you have the word of God in your heart. So that's going to be part. Sometimes he's going to lead you into the word of God and to be reading. And when you go to pray, what you'll start finding is, wow, when I started praying, it felt like power was literally mm-hmm. shooting out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. I felt it come up like it came up out of my belly mm-hmm. and out of my mouth. Well, the word of God tells us in John, I think it's chapter 7, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Mm-hmm. And that's what that is. That, you know, that's where he is. The Holy Spirit's on the inside yeah. and in our belly. You know, we say in our heart, but the truth is, and, you know, people think heart blood pump, but mm-hmm. the truth is in our heart really is the center. It's our center and it's our belly. And when you start really connecting with him, you can actually literally physically feel him there. When I get to praying and the prayer comes on me strong, I literally almost can feel like a vibration on the inside. Mm-hmm. I can feel him. And I know sometimes when I start getting excited and passionate and talking about prayer, it's like I can feel him start. It's almost like moving on the yeah. inside. And if you've ever been pregnant and felt a baby move on the inside of you, it's a little bit like that. The flutters like in the early stages, like you just get that. Oh, and I'm like, he's liking this conversation. So you know, when you get to learning about that, you know, you start connecting in and you recognize, whoa, he's here. He yeah. showed up. And not only does he show up, he likes it. Mm. You know, he listens into our conversations. You know, in Malachi, it says he writes a book about those who are talking about him. We're literally written in a book tonight because we're talking about him. And that's all he wants. He wants our attention. He wants our time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you've spent time with someone, Well, let's just take cell phones, for example. If you've ever been trying to have a conversation with someone who whipped out their cell phone and they start texting somebody and you're kind of trying to hold and they're just kind of like half-heartedly, they look up and like, oh yeah, and then they're back on their phone. And after like a few minutes, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go because you're not connecting with me. You're not communicating with me. I don't have your attention. And if I don't have your attention, it's a blah conversation. Just like I've also talked to people that have been like, you ask them a question, you get this. And you're like, give me something. At least give me an eyebrow lift. Give me some kind of reaction. Well, God, he gave us personality for a reason. And if you will put your personality into the prayer, into your prayer, God is so responsive. He's so responsive. That's why when people say, I'm having a dry time, I want to ask them, how much of yourself are you putting into your prayer time? Because that's what he's looking for. He responds when you give him all of you. You give him all of you, and he's going to respond. And when I say show up, he's always there. He's always there. He's omnipresent. So there's nowhere you can go that he isn't. But when you really make a connection with him, he will manifest his presence. It's literally like you can say, the whole atmosphere of the room changes, and you can say, God just walked into the room. Well, technically, he was already there, but his presence, now he's allowing you to feel that presence. So.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, I mean, we've both felt it, having been in prayer and healing school, and we've had some of the same people have taught you that have taught me, and I've been around Rhema different points and times throughout my life as well. But I think you're really, that's really good there, just to kind of focus on that aspect of it as well. And we got a few minutes left, and I wanted to ask about a couple things here real quick, just as far as so for like the last like 5 minutes or so, could you help the person that is saying, and again, we might have to jump into this in part three, but I've heard it so many times. So someone comes to you and they go, Jolena, that's awesome. I'm going to put my personality into it. I'm going to go in there in faith. I have no idea how to hear God's voice. Am I supposed to hear some big booming thing? Is Jesus supposed to walk through the door and say, thus saith me, thou shalt go across the street? And with a, what exactly does that look like for somebody who's, let's say, struggling to actually like, well, I need to hear the voice of God. So like when someone says that to you for like the last couple minutes, how would you help them to recognize more easily and begin to flow and operate with God?
That's a good one. And I'll tell you, that's a question many, many, many people have because they think that they can't hear the voice of God. And the truth is, they are hearing the voice of God. They're just not identifying it. And so the way the Lord told it to me is like if you were in a place, and I think I talked about this a little bit last time about if you were in Walmart and you heard a voice and you're like, that's my mom. And you run over and you see her. Hey, what are you doing here? Again, if it's someone else and you hear a voice but you don't know them, you hear them just fine, but it's like, I don't know you. So you just keep on walking and you don't pay it any attention. So what you have to do is start really focusing in on determining, I can hear the voice of God. And we've been taught, it's by faith. And the best thing to do is you want to get it in your mouth. You want to stop saying, I can't hear his voice, and start saying, I hear him.
That's
I
true.
know him. And so for me, I always highly recommend start spending some time in John chapter 10. The whole chapter is good, but really, at those first few verses, it says, my sheep know my voice. So I can choose to line up to whichever one I want. So I can line up with I can't hear him, or I can line up with him when he said, my sheep know my voice. So you're saying, I can't hear him, but he said I can. So I'm going to agree with him and say I can. I can hear him. Our head that we learned a lot under, Miss Leanne Sosby.
I love
such
her.
An
She's
awesome,
amazing.
Awesome minister of prayer.
Yeah.
It's hard to find any better. I love her story. And she said probably the best way when she said that she was in school and she heard all of her friends talking about how they heard the voice of God. And she was getting mad because she's like, I never hear the voice of God. And somebody had been speaking and they said, if you will make an appointment and meet with God, he will show up every time.
Yep.
And so she said, okay, I'm making an appointment with you, God. I'm going to meet you out on that hill behind my apartment at such and such a time. And so she went up and she went on the up on the hill and she said, okay, I'm here. And then she said, I just kind of stood there. And she said, I'm thinking, oh, right, like I'm really going to hear God, you know. And she said, this thought just came across her mind, you know, look to the left. So she looks to the left and then she just hears, look to the right. And then she looks over to the right and then said, look behind you. So she looks behind her and then she hears, go read Job 23. And she's like, what? Go read Job 23.
I love this story.
It's one of the best stories. And I was like, I can't even top it. So yep. I have to pull up Job 23 for you really quick. And of course, while I'm looking it up, I'll tell you, she said she thought she heard that wrong. Surely he meant Psalm 23. So then she went and she read Psalm 23. And she's like, eh. She said, well, really, said Job, so let me go read Job. And so let me find it where it says.
I think it's 23:8, is that right?
Yeah, I think it's 23:8, yeah. Yeah, he said, well, there's a little bit before that I wanted to go to. Let's see.
Yeah.
Where is it? Okay, let me just start at 2. It says, even today, my complaint is bitter. My hand is listless because of my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. Because that's what she's wanting. She's wanting to find him. She's wanting to hear his voice. And so she says, it says that I might present my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Okay, we're just going to skip down for time's sake, down to verse 8. And it said, look, I go forward, but he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. When he works on the left hand, I cannot behold him. And when he turns to the right, I cannot see him. So, all you know, he told her, you know, look forward, look back, look to the left and look to the right. And then she comes and she sees this in Job and she reads that and she's like, I am hearing him.
Yep.
But she thought it was just her. So what I'm going to say is if it's lining up with the word of God, you're going to take it like it's him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's definitely something that we can even, you know, she had so many great stories and got just a few seconds here left. And I just wanted to say, like, man, for those of you guys that are listening, I really encourage you put into practice the things that Jolina has been teaching you. This is an invaluable resource if you want to grow. Eliminate distractions. Take time and focus on him, sit in his presence, whether it's something that he's doing, you know, quietly on the inside or a big booming directional thing. God wants to speak to you. So I just wanted to say thank you so much, guys, for listening. Really appreciate you doing that. We'll see you next time. And yeah, get into the prayer closet, enjoy some time with God and begin to recognize and see him more clearly and hear him better. So you guys have a good night.